the United State of Us podcast. My name is Erin Flood, and we're going to do a little something different today. You actually just get a podcast with me. I don't have a guest this week. While I am getting season 3 up and running and getting back to podcasting after the summer, I am just really taking time to kind of organize our season and our schedule. So thanks for your patience, and hopefully you enjoy the content I cover today. It's also going to be a shorter episode than normal, and I'm going to try out this format every couple of weeks because many of you said that the longer format is just, it's long sometimes, right? So I'm hoping that this format works for those of you who just want a little shorter burst. Okay, so gosh, it's been kind of a whirlwind to get the boys back into school and get fall kicked off. And if there's any mothers that are listening, stay-at-home or working mothers, I just feel like this season of getting the kids back into school and back into the swing of things sort of takes my breath away every season, even though I know it's coming. When I used to be a teacher or a principal in school with my kids, I think that the part that took my breath away was wondering if summer had been enough, if I had gotten enough time away from work to be with them, if we had capitalized on all of the time that we had in the beautiful sunshine and getting together with friends and doing special outings and all of those things. And then when I transitioned into being a stay-at-home mom, I found that this transition back to school took my breath away for the very same reasons that it took my breath away when I worked. And that's because as they transition away from being with me nearly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, back into school, I had those same feelings. I wondered if it was enough. And by the way, if you can hear heavy breathing, no, that is not me. Our dog, Red, is he's an English cream golden retriever, and he wants to be very close to me. So he's right here breathing hard. So I apologize, but that's not me. And I always get very reflective in this season because I don't do very well with change. In fact, I don't really know a lot of people that do. So I don't think I'm unique in that. But I just feel very reflective in this season about the concept of enough. And it brings me back to something that I am really trying to work on, and that is having an abundant mindset. I think I struggle with the enough thing because I'm fairly critical and a little anxious and a bit of a perfectionist. So I'm always measuring myself or my experiences up to a certain mark. But the problem with doing that is that most of the time in my mind, I haven't even acknowledged what mark I'm measuring up to. And so often when you do that, you know, when you set a goal, when you dream about doing something or get into a situation where you're trying to think about how you felt about an experience or about your time with someone or whatever you're doing for yourself, if you don't set up what your expectation is, whatever goal it is that you're trying to, whatever mark it is that you're trying to hit, we feel like we're lacking. And so my big aha in this season of transition from having the kids home for summer back into school is that I really need to be aware of what my expectations are and what success looks like for me, or what being satisfied looks like for me? Or what does enoughness, made up that word, I think, look like for me? And if you, excuse me, read my, or follow me on Instagram at all, you might have seen that I posted a picture of my boys walking into school, and they're now in third grade and sixth grade. And on the first day of school, they walked into school with their arms around each other, down the sidewalk, in front of everyone, not worried about what anybody would think or getting teased or, you know, none of that, none of the social pressures that, you know, if you remember middle school, or even like trying to act cool in third grade, you know, kind of being in the upper, like getting to the upper elementary, they walked in arm, gave each other a hug before they went to their doors. And I thought, I think instead of measuring my experiences on some random, ambiguous measure of what it looks like to be enough, I think I just need to start measuring my experiences and how we've loved. And when I look back at our summer and I look, you know, scrolling through pictures on my phone, or we always make a bucket list of things we're going to do and looking at what we checked off our bucket list and even asking the kids about what their favorite memories of summer were. Or I think about the times that I will never forget certain feelings I had with things that we did. Every single one of those things had to do with love and how our love was being expressed for each other. Or quite frankly, how maybe we goofed it up and loved each other enough to fix it. Or at least try. And so I guess I just wanted to share that because I know that so many of us put a lot of pressure on ourselves to have certain periods in our life measure up to something that I think we decide in our heads needs to be spectacular, but we have no idea what spectacular even means or what that would look like. And so I just wanted to share that so that if some of you maybe want to think about your measurement of success or your measurement of enough and what that looks like in your experiences, then maybe like me, you will recognize that many of your experiences are so much more than you ever dreamed they could be, and that really you're lacking nothing. Or maybe the only thing you're lacking is proper perspective. So that's the first thing I just wanted to share. The second thing I wanted to share today was the reason why I started this podcast was because when I stepped out of my world in education as a principal and came home, the thing that I really missed the most was connection with other people. And one of the ways that I loved connecting as an educator was hearing people's stories and learning from the many, many lives that I came into contact with, learning from their experiences. And the thing that I love about hearing other people's stories and learning from their experiences is that you just see so many commonalities, and really, even though our situations might be different, all of the emotions that we feel, if we really think hard, we can relate to almost all of those emotions that other people feel from their experiences. And that's what I think makes us human to each other and brave enough to give each other grace, even when it's hard. And can have this just overpowering, amazing feeling of connection. And that's what my hope is to create in this space. But I also want to shape our future conversations maybe slightly differently than I have in the last two seasons of the United State of Us podcast. The format of the podcast, I'm going to make a little bit shorter. So my goal is, you know, like 40-ish, 45 minutes or less. And many of my podcasts have been longer than that. But if they are, I'm going to try to break them up into two portions just based on your feedback. The other thing that I'm going to focus on is just always drawing out two things. One, what can we learn about somebody's experience that can contribute to how we can better take care of ourselves, our overall wellness, and better take care of the people that we love? So there will definitely be drawing back our experiences to an overall wellness theme. And the other thing is, all of us, the questions that I ask, I will be adding one question that we talk about every single time. And that is, if there's an area in your life where you just think, gosh, I really need to finish growing up in that area, what would it be? And what are you willing to do about it? I would love to push my guests to think about when they're sharing things about their life or when they're sharing projects they're working on or things they're really passionate about, maybe what that's exposed about what's great about them and what they're willing to say, like, this is an area where I really need to grow in. Because really, we are all finishing the job of raising ourselves. Every single one of us. And so the raising ourselves and wellness components will be more of a highlight in future episodes of the United State of Us podcast. And I hope that makes sense. I hope it doesn't sound too cumbersome in my explanation, but I'm really excited just for you to hear kind of that honesty and realization from other people, because none of us has it completely dialed in and all together. None of us. It's just we are all working on something. And I think the more honest we can be about that, the more transparent we can be about ways that we need to really look at finishing raising ourselves, how we need to challenge ourselves to grow and become the best humans that we can be. I think that's the kind of honesty and transparency that we need in our world right now. And I hope to bring some of that to life. Finally, I turned 40 at the beginning of this summer. 40, 40. Can I be honest? I dreaded it. I was really having a hard time thinking about 40. And I had a fabulous birthday. I was actually at a fundraiser that I helped to organize for a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center that I volunteer at, as that's a cause women, it's a women's drug and alcohol rehab facility, secondary placement. It's just an incredible place called Mahala's Hope. So anyway, I spent my birthday evening and day pretty much doing that, and it was wonderful. And in the days after I turned 40, I don't know what I was waiting for. Like, I don't know. Like, if I was suddenly waiting to, like, look in the mirror and feel 900 years older than I felt at 39 or what. But for those of you who've turned 40 or had a major milestone birthday, I wonder if any of you have shared this epiphany. I just felt so calm and ready to just settle into my bones, ready to settle into me. And I don't know if it was like officially feeling like maybe I was old enough to be like sort of set out to pasture, so it didn't really matter anymore. Like, who am I fooling? Because I'm 40, so I might as well just be me. Or if it was all of the things that I turned over in my head leading up to my birthday. But I have to say, the summer of 40, while I mean, certainly not perfect, and I'm, believe me, anyone who is close to me knows I'm no zen, chill, whatever person. However, I guess finally feel comfortable saying what I love and what I care about and what I'm passionate about. And I'm okay knowing that that will continue to change and evolve as I grow. And so I'm sharing that with all of you because when you listen to my podcasts, I want you to know that these are the things that are important to me. And I think when I first started the podcast and started blogging, I was a little bit afraid to say what those things were because I didn't want to offend anyone and I didn't want to alienate anyone from the audience. And it's not that I don't care about doing that. In fact, it makes me a little anxious, I guess, but I just finally feel okay saying that, like, publicly, that I want very, very much to continue to connect and be a teacher, even though I'm no longer in a school. I am borderline obsessive with wellness because I mean like spiritual, physical, mental, because I know that God created every single one of us. Like, I know it. I know God created every single one of us for lives bigger and more beautiful than anything we could ever imagine. Like, I know it in my bones. I want to talk about parenting, not only our kids, but parenting ourselves, because I just feel like it's like the most important thing we can do is not only to be the best human we can be, but to raise the best humans we can possibly raise, who care about each other, who have confidence, who can trust their feelings, who consider other people's points of view, who know that the very same greatness we're working on achieving inside ourselves also lies within them because God put it there. And so moving forward in my podcast, I just want you to know that on the other side of the mic, and I'm a little allergy-ish today, sorry for the raspy voice, and I get emotional talking about this, probably because I feel so passionately about it, but I just want you to know who's on the other side of this podcast and why it's so important to me. I sat in our home the first 6 months when I was a stay-at-home mother, wondering if I would ever find my way back to fully living in my value system so that I could feel alive again. So that I could be the person I wanted to be for my friends and for my family and for God and myself and my community. And when I am connecting with all of you in this space, I feel that. And so for the, I think we've just about hit 5,000 downloads. I don't want to jinx it, but we're really close. So for the 5,000 times, almost 5,000 times when you all have pressed play or messaged me or read a blog or commented on something that I've shared on Instagram or Facebook or shared these, any of this content, I just want to say thank you. Because you've given me a space where I have been able to learn to live my values again outside of my home. And for that, I will be eternally grateful. So that's all I have for you on the United State of Us podcast today. That's it. That's the whole thing. If you aren't already following me on Instagram and Facebook, please follow and please share with your friends. If you you can find me on Instagram at the period United State of period us. And it's in the show notes. You can also find me on Facebook at the United State of Us. And check out my website. It's also connected to YouTube. I have some video episodes of the podcast on there as well. I have some really, really, really cool guests lined up for you in the upcoming seasons. And if you have not listened to past seasons, please go back and listen or listen again. I'm just really grateful to you for being here. And if you enjoy listening, I would be so incredibly grateful if you would be willing to share this, tell your friends to listen, and help our little faithful community grow. So thank you again for giving me a space, connecting with me, and just for listening today. I'm sitting in our porch with our pup, about to run and pick up some kids from practice, watching the sun go down over the hill. So I'm just so glad I got to do this in what I feel like is kind of my holy sacred space and talk to all of you tonight. Wishing you all just so much happiness and faith and tranquility in this change of seasons. See you next week.